Hi, this is Bob Williamson. Gotta get a witness. Each of the four Gospels concludes with Jesus telling us to go preach the gospel and disciple the nations. The importance of this command cannot be overemphasized. And yet George Barna, famed religious statistician, tells us 95% of all Christians have never won a soul to Christ. 80% of all Christians do not consistently witness for Christ. Less than 2% are involved in the ministry of evangelism. And 71% do not give toward the financing of the Great Commission. Wow. The Bible emphatically states that it is everyone's responsibility to share the gospel, and yet according to polls, only 25% of Christians think it's their job to share their faith. Most born-again adults believe they're engaging in lifestyle evangelism, says Barna. But then when we studied the lifestyles of those people, he says what we found was there really wasn't much difference between those individuals and the people that they allegedly hoped to influence. I watched an interesting video by Penn Jillette, the Las Vegas magician who is an atheist, who has famously suggested that he doesn't respect Christians who don't evangelize. The video includes a story in which he was given a Bible by a man after a show, and he says something that really gets to the crux of the matter. Basically, he asks, if you really believe there's a heaven and a hell, and you know someone is heading to hell forever, how much do you have to hate that person not to tell them? He looks at the camera and says, how much do you have to hate someone to believe that everlasting life is possible and not tell them that? He remarked, if you saw a truck bearing down on someone, you would try to warn them. And to a Bible believer, hell is much worse, so obviously, someone who truly believes in heaven and hell should want to warn them. I'll go a step further. God is love. He loves everyone. We should emulate him and obey his commands. Okay, but you don't know how. Well, there's enough material on leading someone to Christ on Google to last a lifetime. Read it. Try it. Go with someone who's done it many times and learn from them. If nothing else, I've written two books, Miracle on Lucky Street and Crazy Like Foxes. Both have strong evangelistic messages. Miracle on Lucky Street is an autobiography and is written using street language and appeals primarily to people involved with alcoholism, drugs, and other very serious problems. Crazy Like Foxes is written to anyone, including children. It contains my testimony as well as my co-author's testimony, who happens to be a woman, and details how we exchange misery for the peace, joy, and love of Christ. Both books are heavily discounted when bought in bulk. Buy some, hand them out to your friends who do not know the Lord. I'm not writing this piece to sell books to line my pockets with cash. The proceeds, for the most part, go to the Jesus Alliance or to buy more books to give away in prisons, rehab centers, and the like. I do this because I do love people enough to tell them everlasting life is possible. Obey the Lord and tell someone about heaven and hell today. If possible, tell them directly. If not, at least give them a book and share in that manner until you feel fully equipped. By the way, going to a prison ministry event with Inmate Encounter or Bill Glass Ministries will train you and then provide you with ample opportunity to lead dozens of men and women to Christ at every event. It's a great way to learn how to obey God, and that's the most important thing you will ever do aside from finding salvation for yourself. John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. This is Bob Williams, and thanks for listening.